It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball. Our interview powered by Hy-Vee with Dutch head coach Derek Schulte. Grandview Christian beats Pella 56-53 here on Thursday night. And, you know, losing to a perennial state title contender and state power is not disappointing, but blowing an 18-point lead must be, coach. I guess I'll just throw it to you for some opening thoughts on this ball game.
Yeah, that one hurts, but give Grandview Christian credit. They responded in the second half. I thought our first half was terrific. Our guys did exactly what we were aiming to do. We were very active defensively. We knew we had to provide some extra help inside and just make things tough and make certain guys beat us. And I thought that activeness on the defensive end led to our offensive run there in that first half, where we had better ball movement, better cutting. And I just thought their physicalness in the second half what was the difference in the game. We had that in the first half. They brought it in the second half, and we just didn't respond as well as we need to. Made some tough decisions, settled for some tougher shots, and when they got momentum offensively, you saw the version that Grandview Christian is, right? And they're a dangerous team with their inside-out opportunities. With that being said, hey, our guys left it on the floor. We just didn't execute well enough in this one. And so what we talked about, don't waste the failure, right? There's a lot of learning that can come with this, and that's our takeaway from tonight.
Yeah, and Phil mentioned here in postgame, and I don't know if you'd agree with this or not, his comment was maybe they learned more in a loss than they would have in a win. Do you buy into that at all?
Well, you know, one of the things it reminded me of is back in our championship season on our home floor, we blew a 17-point lead in the second half to Des Moines Christian. And that team might have been one of the best things that happened to that group. Now, that was later in the season. That was in January. But why is because you can take a lot of learning away from that, and how can we apply it, and what are the things we need to do better next time playing with that lead, and then execution down the stretch. And this season's young. We're still putting pieces together with it, and so I'm confident of how this group will respond, but it doesn't change how it stings. And so to answer your question, did we want to lose? No, we didn't want to lose, but now that we did, let's learn from it and try to figure it out.
I have the privilege, I guess, of being included in the parent emails. I know what you focused on this week in your communication was shot selection and offensive efficiency. Obviously, you haven't dove into the film yet, but just the eyeball test, I'm not sure that's really where we wanted it tonight, is it, Coach?
It's not. And you know, like I said, is to nobody's fault of, hey, they weren't hunting their own as much as I think that physicalness and aggressiveness sped us up in the second half. And that's been a common theme here early, as we're sort of finding our way, is how can we slow down and make sure that we hunt the shots we want and not let the defense dictate that piece. And we just struggled to get easy paint touches, easy shots around the rim, and then we shot some quick threes. But like I said, it wasn't due to an effort piece. It wasn't due to a selfishness piece. It was just us learning how to handle that.
We're visiting with Derek Schulte of the Pella High boys basketball team. Grandview Christian beats the Dutch 56-53 here on Thursday night. I'm sure you don't and won't make any kind of excuses, but I think the football piece has to be part of what's still going on here a little bit. You're 2 weeks behind a lot of teams. You know, most of your guys, you know, take Jack and Braden out of your rotation. Everybody else is still playing football a couple of weeks ago. How much longer do you expect before you kind of are really in the real rhythm that you want to be in basketball-wise?
We hope soon, but we're not there yet. And I don't know exactly when that's going to be. We're at a weird stretch here where we're a little over a week away from break. And so, you know, we sort of thought, hey, we'll probably be hitting a little bit of a stride right before break, where you start to see some improvement. And we have seen that. Our turnovers have cut down and some of those things. You can just see the flow isn't quite there. But tonight we took a step forward defensively in that first half. And so there has been steps forward. But then you have that break, and then you sort of reset into January. And so, you know, if I'm being honest, it might be mid-January before we hit full stride. But I do think this is what we want to see, is growth from game to game, or at least week to week with it. And we have done that. It just stinks to see growth but still lose to a good team. And that's a great team. That's a team that's going to compete for a state championship at that 2A level. We just had a lot of good opportunities tonight to win this one.
Yeah, and we're three games into 21, hopefully 27, right? So this is a very, very small slice of the overall pie. You're going 10 deep in your rotation early on this season. You traditionally have gone 8, maybe 9 at times. Do you see that being a long-term thing, or are you just giving some guys at the back of the rotation a chance to show they belong?
I think it's a combination of both. We have a lot of different guys that bring different strengths to the table, and so we're trying to take advantage of those, and some of them might be a little bit of shared roles of different production from the guard spot or the forward spot, but we just like what that brings. What we haven't been able to take advantage of is we'd really like to play at a faster pace to use our depth to our advantage, and just the reality is I think that's been probably one of the biggest challenges early in the season as we've come in late is we haven't been able to establish that pace for four quarters. You saw some early pace here, that second half grinded out a lot, and so for us to truly take advantage of that, we need to turn that up for four quarters, and we'll eventually get there. To answer your question, I'm not sure if it stays at 10, but we do like the production that different guys are bringing to the table.
You alluded to the fact that break is right around the corner, but still some action to go. Talk about this weekend and then what's coming up.
Yeah, we've got three big games, right, to continue to take a step forward for Madison on Saturday, a team that knocked us off down at their place last year. Good opportunity to get a 3A non-conference road win. Gilbert coming here, we know from football what they bring to the table. That running back does play basketball as well, but they've got other good players. That's a talented Raccoon River team. We know our non-conference schedule is probably one of the best in 3A, and that's on purpose. It's going to challenge us, but that's a good thing. And then Friday, back into conference play at Newton, who was undefeated last time I checked. And so, yeah, nothing's going to come easier here, but great opportunities for us as we move forward.
Well, at least you don't have to figure out how to tackle Will Hawthorne, Coach.
You're right about that.
Hey, good luck down the road. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. That's Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella High boys basketball team. Our interview powered by Hy-Vee. Final score on Thursday night, Grandview Christian 56 and Pella 53.